Hello, I'm Major Adrian Allman.
And I'm Captain Claire Allman.
Welcome to the Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army podcast series. Birmingham Citadel is a Christian church located in Birmingham city centre, here in the UK. Each episode is a recording of the Bible message that would normally be shared during the Sunday worship service.
While we are unable to meet together for worship, we will publish our podcasts at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning, and you can also see daily videos on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. It's good to have you share with us, and as you listen now, we pray that God will speak to you. May you know God's abundant blessing today.
This time of year, you seem to hear the phrase all the time, "The search is on. The search is on." I wonder what you're looking for at this moment in time, whether you've given up on your looking. You don't have to search anymore. You've got all the things you're looking for. But the search is on for the popular Christmas present. The red hot buys that everybody wants, and because everybody wants them, they're not there. Toys, I'm led to believe that this includes LOL dolls, Paw Patrol, Playmobil, Star Wars, Barbie, Lego, classic games like Monopoly, Uno and Top Trumps. You'll find teaching toys about everything from the environment to emotions. Interactive pets, I understand, are big. Why have the real one when you can have an interactive one? It's a little less messy. There's even a robotic Baby Yoda that is selling like hotcakes, that if you're into Star Wars, you're going to have to look high and low for it. The worst still, it's one of the worst experiences, isn't it? You know what you're going to buy, you know what you have to get, but when you get to the shop, it's not there. So you go to the next one, and it's not there either. And then the next one, and suddenly you start to panic a little bit. You go home, you go onto Amazon, and it's in stock. And then you get to the checkout, and it's delivery by the 17th of January. Actually, the search is on not just for presents. This time of year, we're searching for other things. I seem to get emails in my inbox at this time of year. Will you nominate the best carer? Or will you nominate the best citizen? We seem to be searching for the best personality tonight. If you're at home watching the Sports Personality of the Year show, we're searching for the best talent of 2020, the best business. We're searching for the best heroes of 2020. Well, this whole idea of the search is on reminds me of something that I saw last year on the Salvation Army's UK Twitter feed. And it was this. It was a simple little picture that had appeared on the Twitter feed. And it was on behalf of the Corps at Peterborough. And it simply said this. It appeared on the 6th of December. "Can you help find Jesus this Christmas? We're sad to report that a baby Jesus figurine was stolen from a nativity set in our shop in Peterborough, which helps vulnerable people. This is the latest item to go missing in a series of break-ins." I saw this and then I discovered it was quite common that baby Jesus goes missing. From nativities outside of churches, or from these little displays like ours here in halls or in shops. They never steal the shepherds. They never steal the wise men. They never want Mary or Joseph. But people seem to always steal the baby Jesus. And the baby Jesus goes missing. When I think of that, it adds new meaning to this whole concept of searching for Jesus. This morning, I want to reflect on this passage from Matthew chapter 2, which details the visit of the wise men from the east. Now, Matthew tells us that actually there are three lots of seekers. There aren't just one. There are three lots of seekers. There are the Magi. But then Matthew tells us that Herod was a seeker. And actually, Matthew also implies that the chief priests who Herod sought advice from were also seekers. So I want to look at those three groups of people this morning: the Magi, Herod, and the chief priests. Let's consider first of all the Magi. We're not actually told their number. We've allowed tradition to tell us that it was three, and actually in recent years we've given them names. But we're not actually told their number. We're not told their names. We're not actually told their method of transportation either to Palestine. Or are we told the specific countries from which they came? In New Testament times, the Magi were known as the priestly political class of the Parthians who lived east of Palestine. And it's likely that they were advisors to the kings. They weren't royalty themselves. They were just advisors. And at the time of Jesus' birth, scholars believe that signs in the heavens indicated great or terrible things to come. And so if they ever saw something unusual in the sky of great magnitude, it was often thought to herald the birth of a king. These Magi had seen something. It was different. It was like nothing else in the sky. So therefore, it told them, right, something must have happened. We need to go try and find out what has gone on. And so what did they do? They went looking. The Magi who came to visit Jesus were very different, however. I think it's very clear that they'd been influenced by Judaism. They were aware of Old Testament prophecies. Notice when they arrive in Jerusalem, they start asking a question. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? That's their question. They don't arrive in Jerusalem and say, guys, we've seen something big in the sky. Anybody got any ideas what's going on there? No. Their question is pointed. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? I think it must have been quite a shock for them to ask that question, look around it, and what you're talking about, don't know what you're on about. No idea. Blank responses. Nobody else was quite expecting that question to be asked. It was clear that they knew who they were looking for. They were looking for the King of the Jews. They knew that they were looking for an infant child. What they didn't know is where they could find him. It wasn't until they were told of the birthplace of the Messiah and that the star sent them on to Bethlehem to where the child was that they knew where this place was. I like what one commentator states over this passage of scripture. He says this: the Shekinah glory of God stood over Bethlehem just as centuries before it had stood over the tabernacle in the wilderness. And just as the pillar of cloud gave light to Israel, but darkness to Egypt, only the eyes of the Magi were open to see God's great light over Bethlehem. That's so true. They were asking a question and everybody else is going, what? What? Their eyes had been opened. These wise men were searchers. These were people who'd studied the scriptures long and hard. And when the star appeared, they recognized the star. And that was the beginning of their journey of discovery. And that journey had only one purpose: worship. Nothing else. Worship. It was long, it was costly. They'd have had to consider that before they started their journey. And the wise men seek Jesus in their time. They seek him as their testimony. And they seek him with their treasure. Now that's quite an investment for a group of non-Jews, I can assure you. So what about Herod, our second seeker that day? The Romans appointed King Herod as king of Judah in 37 BC. Historians will tell you that Herod was a very successful king. He was ethnically Arabic, but he was a practicing Jew. He increased the land he governed from Palestine to parts of modern Jordan, Lebanon, Syria. He constructed fortresses. He made aqueducts. He built amphitheatres. And it earned him the title Herodes Magnus, Herod the Great. The Romans also gave Herod the title King of the Jews because he ruled over a Jewish population. You can imagine his shock when wise men come walking in and say, "We're looking for the King of the Jews. Where is he? Have you seen him?" Well, that was me. That's what they call me, isn't it? It wasn't him they were looking for. And yet it appeared in verse 8 that Herod became a seeker. What did he say to them? "Go find him that I may come and seek him too and come and worship him." But was he a seeker in the real sense? Or did he seek Jesus for selfish motives? Of course he did. His seeking wasn't done with testimony and treasure. He used pretense and deception in his efforts to find Christ. What about the last group, the chief priests? Surely these guys were searchers too. Herod asked them to advise him. He called them to the room. "These kings are asking me about something. Have you got anything? Do you know where the King of the Jews is going to be born?" And instinctively, the chief priest said, "Yeah, of course we do." And they start quoting Micah. Why scholars like them have just been told something's happened in the sky, something big, that these other wise men are looking for something. You'd have thought that that rang a few alarm bells in their head. Surely this proclamation that these wise men bring was worthy of investigation. But what do they do? Nothing. They quote Micah and then they leave the wise men to go off to Bethlehem. They don't say to them, "Hey, tell you what, can we tag along as well? If you're wise and you've seen this and we're telling you this, let's put all this, we're coming. We'll come as well." They don't. They just stand there, quote their prophecy, and do nothing. Unlike the Magi, they knew where the baby would be found. They quoted Micah's prophecy given 400 years early. Wasn't this God ending 4 centuries of silence? This was an exciting moment. This was worthy of investigation. And yet they choose to stay put. Why didn't they grab their cloaks? Why didn't they tag along? Perhaps they were just too busy in their religious activity to go searching for Jesus. Well, there's quite a lesson for a modern day church, isn't it, eh? Being too busy in our religious activity to go searching for Jesus. You know, through the Bible, we're encouraged to seek the Lord. The whole of Scripture tells us to look for Jesus, to look for the Lord. It's not to be done haphazardly, it's to be done definitely. Deuteronomy tells us, "From there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul." Chronicles tells us, "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually." Psalm 27 says, "Seek my face. My heart seeks," says to you, "your face, Lord, do I seek." Isaiah, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Jeremiah, "You'll seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Even Matthew, in a few chapters on, says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." The Bible tells us to seek. And you know what? Wise folk still seek him. Seeking's not to be left to the Magi 2,000 years ago. Seeking is something that wise people in 2020 should still be doing. And those who seek find more than they ever imagined, for in Jesus Christ and in Him alone are to be found forgiveness, inward peace, joys in life, the promise of life eternal. How did the Magi find Him? They found Him as a young child with Mary, his mother. How do we find Him? We find Him today as the living Christ, clothed with glory and honour, seated at the right hand of His Father in heaven. And He's there because He's finished the work He came to do here on earth. What did Paul say when writing to the Philippians? He was made in the likeness of men. He humbled Himself, became obedient to death, even death on the cross. And so God exalted Him to the highest place, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You know, wise people still seek Him. But do you know what's more wonderfully true than that statement? It's that He still seeks us. Not that wise folks still seek Him, but that He still seeks us. See, the message of Christmas is very simple. God doesn't hide from us. Instead, He initiates relationship with us. So, what can we learn today from these wise men, these Magi? Three things. They sought Him when others didn't. They found Him when others couldn't. They received Him when others wouldn't. Let me say that to you again. They sought Him when others didn't. They found Him when others couldn't. They received Him when others wouldn't. How about you? Are you a seeking person today? To help us in our reflections this morning, I've asked Lauren to sing for us. It's a beautiful song that reminds us that the true gift of that Christmas day wasn't the gifts that the wise men brought. It was the gift of Christ Himself. And He's the gift that is given to anyone who seeks. And so this day, may we all be seekers. And as we come, seeking, let's receive the gift that is God Himself. He is the gift.
Savior born that we might live, He is the gift. But when the lights come down and moments disappear, He who gives us everything will still be here. For He is the light that shines from the star. He is the shepherd watching over us. A Savior born that we might live, He is the gift. A Savior born that we might live, He is the gift.
He is the peace that wise men still seek. Let's pray together. Father God, this morning I come as a seeker. I come before you, longing to know you, longing to see your face afresh, longing to see all that you are, longing to see the Saviour born in a simple manger, for me. And as I come as a seeker this morning, Lord, I also come asking forgiveness because there are times when I don't come seeking or I'm not determined in my seeking. I allow other things to easily distract. I allow other things to just get in the way. I maybe just don't allocate any time for you at all. And so this morning, as I come as a seeker, I also come seeking forgiveness. Forgiveness for the times that I haven't done as I ought to have done. Please forgive me, Lord. I come this morning, Lord, seeking that peace that you can give. That peace within my heart that knows confidently that I am forgiven, that I am redeemed, that I am loved. And I come this morning, Lord, asking for the joy that Jesus gives to just flood into my very being, that I may radiate the light of the world, that I may be the best witness I can be, that my life will reflect all your goodness, all your holiness. So, Lord, this morning, I come as a seeker. We come as seekers. And in seeking, may we find you this day. Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening to our podcast this week.
So you don't miss any further recordings, please subscribe to this podcast and also share and review it to help other people find and join our Birmingham Citadel online congregation.
This has been a production for Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom. If you'd like to know more about us or want to worship with us, then visit our webpage at birminghamcitadel.co.uk.